This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Diamond. Neil Sedaka? No. Neil Sedaka?
No.
Who is this?
BJ Thomas?
Oh, yeah. I'm
not Neil. Yeah, no.
Neil Diamond, Neil Sedaka, one of them cats. Oh, I messed that up.
We don't do much Neil Diamond in returns.
I'm not a big Neil Diamond guy.
Yeah, I didn't think so. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilles. I think you need to brush up on your culture if you're going to be at the Met Gala next year.
Yeah, I need to do better.
Yeah, I mean, and early on, you're getting cooked in this poll, Hugh. Just to be honest with you, do you have enough cultural clout to get invited to the Met Gala? I'm actually surprised how many people think you have no shot. 75% on no for Hugh Douglas getting invited.
I mean, that's about right. I mean, because when you look at, like, I see Jalen's there. You know, he won the Super Bowl, obviously. Who was that? A$AP Rocky mm-hmm. was there. He's married to. I mean, even though he's a model on his own.
Why is
his
Russell
own, right?
Wilson there? His wife?
Yeah. Well,
because his days of having clout are over.
Well, he's still. Well, his wife.
He's a fringe starter.
No, but he still has clout. He's
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Sierra has clout.
Well, his wife does. Yeah.
Tiana Taylor was there. She was dressed like Captain Morgan. Her outfit was kind of.
So how can we increase your clout? Is the question.
I got to slap somebody.
Okay.
Or I got to pick a fight with somebody.
You could have done that at BG Live last night.
Yo, that would have been.
Well, no, it got to be bigger. Like,
I got like Will Smith and Chris Rock.
Yes.
I got to.
Just
pick,
go
like,
up to my lot and smack him.
No, I need to pick a fight with like Shaq or somebody.
Don't
need
do that.
To swing on
no,
Shaq.
That's not a good idea.
What you mean?
His arms are way longer than yours.
Man,
yeah.
Listen, I'll beat the brakes off Shaq. don't just because Shaq bigger than me don't mean nothing.
It does mean little.
You can't reach him with your tiny arms.
You know what? I'll rush him. No, Shaq, my dude, he cool.
The biggest worry with you is I don't think you know how to dress there.
No.
I get a stylist.
You might need a few.
You know what? Hanging out with Stephen A. might do it. I know Stephen A. Stephen A. got clout right now.
No, Stephen A. could show up to the Met Gala.
Yeah, he got clout right now.
Mm-hmm. You and Stephen A. are very opposite ends of the spectrum.
We
in
are.
Terms of dressing, yeah.
I think you're a better actor than Stephen A.
Well,
though.
I could.
Did you see my General Hospital?
Did you see when he shot the
Not
lady?
Good? Yeah, it wasn't good.
It was pretty good.
I think he's just saying his lanes of sports and politics right now and move away. It's
like, not everyone
it's
could be
funny
Hugh
that you say sports and politics.
Well, I mean, he might be our next president. Who knows? 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here.
We don't do that here.
No, but if Stephen A's the president, we have to talk about it.
I mean, man, stop it.
Wait.
But then if he was the president, I would have the president's number.
I'm telling you.
And I would
you.
Be calling him. Talking,
we'd get the president on. If Stephen A. becomes the president,
he ain't fooling with us no
wait
more,
a
man.
Second.
He'd be
you asked him to come
big.
On a couple times. He came on.
Yeah, but you know that was before he got $100 million. Though.
I expect him to join our show as the president.
I'm just saying.
I'm sorry.
You know, $100 million change. You know, you start when you text people, they'd be like, "Who is this?
Lost that number." Wait till I get. If I ever get $100 million,
hey,
losing your number.
My bad. I ain't got you saved.
Sorry.
I got you now.
Right, 215-592-9495. The Eagles done enough to replace Brandon Graham this offseason? I don't think so. You hit me yesterday with the whole day, with everything about him, the way everyone talks about Brandon Graham, especially his ex-coaches like Doug Peterson, Nick Sirianni. It's going to be very hard to replace him. And they really didn't do much to do with this offseason. A couple vets that I don't even know if they're going to make the team, especially Uche. And we'll see about the rookie class. But it's a very young defense. and they didn't really replace him much on the edge. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on that? Of course, your guess is for Hughes Clues. A really, really, I was going to say a hard clue. I don't even know what this is. The first clue is a teammate of Brandon Graham's. There's only been hundreds of these. I mean,
and you're forgetting that's not just the NFL necessarily.
Oh, geez. I didn't even think about that. The guy's played football for 20 years. And Hugh Douglas says, a teammate. One teammate.
I mean, you just got to think, man. Just think.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah.
Or this. Here's an option. Just wait for the next clue. Just wait and call. Like, let the other people be the sacrificial lamb for the person.
Way to get people engaged.
Yeah, wait for the next clue.
Actually, don't do anything.
Bring forth the sacrificial lamb.
All right. Well, before we get to the phones, can we hear Nick Sirianni on with the afternoon show yesterday? His favorite BG moment.
And I get it. I wasn't here in 17, so I can't say, the Super Bowl sack, right? Yeah. But it was a heck of a play. But my favorite BG play was in Dallas, against Dallas at home in 2023. It's a two-point conversion. We're up 23-28. And Dak breaks the pocket, and here comes BG. He was inside on a stunt, and Here comes BG flying, relentless effort on his pursuit, flying to stop Dak from scoring. Mm-hmm. Now, it appeared that he scored, and the referee gave him a touchdown, but he stepped out of bounds, if you guys remember, on the 2-yard line because of this pursuit by Brandon. And long story short, right, they get the ball back. They're driving. They need a touchdown to win, and we end up keeping them out of the end zone. Where a point they would have been able to kick the field goal had they got that 2-point conversion.
And unsurprisingly, I watched it this morning. Sirianni remembered every detail exactly right.
And that's pretty cool.
The score, the 2-point, and Hugh, I rewatched the 2-point conversion he was talking about. Now, Brandon didn't really make the play as so much his pursuit forced Dak to take a weird angle, and because of that, he stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. That you remember that much detail from a play that, seemed like just insignificant to most people, but it meant a lot to
you. Yeah, it was a November game. It was the Cowboys, but I think what was cool about it was a hustle play, right? It wasn't like this dynamic sack where he did a spin and he didn't bull rush a tackle. It was just his hustle and his motor. That's what Sirianni remembered. More than, like, it wasn't, it is kind of unremarkable to play. I mean, you might remember it if you were at the game or just, it was only a couple years ago, but unless you remember that it was BG in the pursuit, you might actually forget it was him.
BG worked hard, man.
That's the
point. He was a hardworking cat. Yep. Yeah, definitely was a hardworking cat.
Let's go to the phone lines here. Mike in Norristown is up on WIP. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what do you know? What do you say?
What's going on, Mike? What are you thinking?
What I'm thinking, I was there yesterday. It was amazing. Hugh, I just missed you at the pub. I got there around 5:30. They said you just rolled out.
Yeah, we had to go.
They sent us down to the theater.
We had to go be doormen.
We weren't exactly doormen, but we kind of like were. Yeah, we were the meet and greet. We're taking photos in the photo booth.
I heard you were complaining about your bedtime.
When don't I complain about my bedtime?
It was 5:37, Mike, and you told me it was
tired. And I was yawning, and I was sleeping.
Okay. But I think they didn't do enough. I think that in free agency, they should go after Austin Johnson from San Diego. They can get a good deal on him, 2 years, $6 million.
San Diego.
He ain't gonna fill Brandon Graham's shoes, but he'll be decent. And Carter's going to open up for them guys, I think. I think he can open it up.
Well, he's going to have to. I mean, this year, Carter's going to have to step up and be even, or be exactly what he was last year, but just do it again and again and make everyone better.
Also, this is my buddy, my best friend of 43 years, Chris Ingro. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, my guy.
All right, happy birthday to your buddy. Mike, what's your guess? What's your guess, Mike, for Hughes Clues? First guest today is
Jordan Mulata.
Jordan Mulata.
Well, it's not a bad guess.
It's obviously a good guess. It's clearly a teammate, not the answer. So, see, this is your fault, Hugh.
What?
Well, the first guess, did you feel that was close? It was a good guess.
It was a good guess.
But it's not really close.
No, it's not close.
Like, when I think of this player, it wasn't like one player removed from Jordan Mulata. I'm just saying, you led the people on a tough path
today.
And
I appreciate the people.
They were mad at you.
They stay mad at me. When aren't they mad at me?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I mean, seriously, they talk bad about my clothes. They talk bad about
what do you got today? The growth, what is it? Growth T-shirt.
Yeah.
What is it? Ignoring people to be swung on.
It's growth.
That is growth.
No, I'm just saying this shirt it spoke to me.
Yep. Yeah. That's a shirt made for Hugh Douglas. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing?
What's up, man? Will?
All right. Listen, man. You asked earlier about. Do we have a replacement for Brandon Graham?
Yeah.
And the closest, it will take two players. And I'm talking about on the field only, right? As far as leadership, being committed, determination, consistency. And, you know, able to put that work in, man. And always work hard and hold teammates accountable in themselves, right? I will go with Carter. And our man, N'Kobe Dean. I think both of them together, I think they can, like, contribute and bring that type of leadership and that smash mouth back to the team. Hopefully, N'Kobe will come back nice and healthy. And, you know, I think them two, it's a possibility. You know what I'm saying? And just like you said, Hugh, let them Thundercats cook, man. You know, they got to pass the torch sometime. And I think these are the two that will wind up leading the team to be able to do that.
So I like the N'Kobe thought. Well, it's just the question, like you said, it's always with him. Is he around, right? Because, you know, when players are injured, football's weird. When players are injured, they're almost out of sight, out of mind. I mean, it's like they're there, but they're not. And right. I hope N'Kobe, because I thought he played really well last year. I thought N'Kobe finally played last year the way I think they thought he would when they drafted him. Unfortunately, he gets hurt in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right. Right, and that's the only thing, man. I hope we come back healthy, man. And you know, I think we're gonna cook again this season, man. I just can't wait for it to start.
Well, we all can. We got the schedule release coming up in a couple weeks. All right, what do you got for us, Will? What's your guess? Hughes Clues, a teammate of Brandon Graham's.
Okay, I'm gonna go back a little bit. He was a little flashy. How about Chris Long?
Chris Long,
that's a good
one, and a guest yesterday on with the afternoon show. Not our answer though. So we got Jordan Mailata, we got Chris Long. You know what I'm proud of so far? Everyone has been a teammate of Brandon Graham's. We're not guessing people that haven't been here. But this is, again, the fact that no one's really that close so far is an indictment on Hugh Douglas. I mean, more than anything else.
Well, I mean, it's the first clue. Let's be real. The first clue ain't supposed to be the one that gives you the answer.
Well, I know,
it's supposed to be a little vague. You gotta get them.
A little vague.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you gotta start
hundreds of potential answers.
No, I mean, BG, it's not my fault he played 15 years. Think about it.
Well, that's not your fault.
We're going to help y'all out, though. We're going to help you out a little bit.
No. Don't
since
do
y'all
that.
Complain.
Don't break the rules. I mean, this is your game.
I mean, it's not. It's like, listen, I can throw one little bone out there. And watch, if I throw, I guarantee you, if I throw it out there, somebody's still going to guess it.
So not going to guess it?
They're going to guess it. If I give a name of who it is.
Don't do it.
Of who it is.
Oh, who it is. You're just taking one off the board?
Just taking one off the board.
This is a good thought experiment. Okay. Yeah. I like this, yeah.
I'm going to take one off the board.
All right. Who is it not?
It's not Fletcher Cox.
Okay. I mean, that would probably...
Watch somebody guess Fletcher
Cox. That would have been probably a guess pretty quickly.
Yeah. Someone's going to still guess.
Yeah, okay.
Kyle has no faith.
There's
in
no
the
question.
People.
Well, yeah, people don't listen.
Right. No, we have people who even sit on hold that don't listen, just wait for their name.
Well, maybe they're tired of the nonsense. Maybe that's our fault.
They love the nonsense.
So they do. 215-592-9494. As Hugh continues to lose ground in his Met Gallup poll, 77% don't believe you have enough cultural clout.
I don't. I'm working on that, though. I got a year. because it was just last night. I got
What's
a year.
What's going to change in a year?
You know, football season's still coming up. I might have some more provocative takes.
So you think your takes are going to get you to the Met Gala?
And I might, you know, I might do something spectacular as the year progresses. We'll see.
I think you need to go viral for something.
I do. Yeah. But for some, not nothing bad, though.
No, well, no. I know I'm getting trouble.
You know, I done been viral for bad stuff before. I want to do it. I'm trying to do something different this time. You know, I'm not putting hands on coworkers
or nothing like that.
I want to do something different. Yeah, I want to try something different.
You kind of went viral before viral was a thing, but now it's even a bigger thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need you to go viral for something fun.
Something positive.
Yes, yeah, so, well, or at least not that bad.
Yeah, it ain't nothing that's going to get me fired or nothing.
Yeah, no. We need cultural fire, clout for Hugh Douglas. Rachel is in Red Hill. Hey, Rachel.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, what's Rachel. Up? What are you thinking?
To answer the BG question, I definitely don't think they added enough in the offseason. But I do think the addition last year with Saquon, I mean, we saw him go up and down the field, just getting guys pumped up. I just feel like the leadership on and off the field, he'll kind of take over the hole that is BG and Kelce.
Rachel, that's an interesting thought and name because after the Super Bowl, I mean, you heard Jalen, you heard Sirianni, Lori, they all talked about how he kind of brought the team together last season. And that, yeah. I mean, they all thought that they wouldn't have won without him doing that. Now we'll see the other part here is he going to be as great this season as he was last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I hope he is. Rachel, I like that one, though. Maybe the guy's already here, and maybe it is a Saquon Barkley. All right, Rachel, what do you got for us for a guess?
I'm going to go with that amazing Super Bowl win, and I'm going to say Nick Foles.
Nick Foles is always a great answer. It's not our winning answer today, but Nick Foles, yes, a teammate of BG.
Me and Nick Foles are not the same size. We're not.
Boy, I forgot about that one. I don't even remember the context. It doesn't matter anymore.
Well, no, Lululemon pants.
Oh. No one believes that. I mean, that's... No,
me and Nick Foles are not the same size.
No, because Elliot...
Elliot was talking about me getting some Lululemon pants.
Yeah, that's right. Elliot was in for you that day.
Yeah.
No, I you played it for me the next day. I remember it, yeah.
And Elliot was talking about getting some Lululemons. And I'm like, nah, they don't, you know. He was like, Nick Foles wears Lululemons. And I was like, I mean, he make the same. We're not the same.
Well, everyone now knows that that's the truth. I mean, you said it out loud. So we played it over and over again. Lululemons. What do you think about the Saquon thing? I mean, Saquon last year was they all said he was that guy that seemed to bring the team together. I mean, maybe it's him again.
Maybe.
You mentioned Jalen. Maybe.
Yeah,
it's him.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see who emerges as the leader. As we go through training camp and everything. Because I think that, to me, I think it's going to be Jalen Carter. I think Jalen Carter is the next one. And unfortunately,
that worries
Jalen,
me a little bit.
That one doesn't make me feel as good. So I guess the way I look at it is, I don't know if it necessarily needs to be one leader.
I agree with that. I think that
they're a good enough group.
It's never just one leader.
Right.
But I think that when you talk about, when I think of leaders, I think of relatable. That's the first thing that I think of. And I think that right now, because Jalen was the tip of the spear, whether we want to admit that or not, and I know that he has a lot of growing to do, but this team goes, this defense goes, as Jalen goes.
Yeah. Sure. I guess I think if you mean in terms of like setting the tone by their play.
Then it's him. Yeah,
and by their example, then sure. Player. Yeah, he's the best player. I do think there is an element of this where like things kind of change just because they won the Super Bowl. Like some guys that are already on the team, like including Jalen Hurts, they've now become Super Bowl champions. Mm-hmm. And that's something that if you're a new player to the team or if you're a rookie – you look at that, and I think they carry a little bit more. There's a little bit more cachet to just what they do and how you respect them. And you sort of, and I think just that being there makes you want to work harder and not screw around. And like, I just think that makes it gives you a different kind of focus, I think, because you want to match that level.
I agree with that. I think the offensive side's fine. I mean, they have. Those guys are now, they're not young anymore, and they're not old, but
they're not spring chickens.
No, and they've done a lot in the NFL. Like, if you're a young player in this team and you want to look at who do I follow, Jalen Hurts has been around a while now and has won a Super Bowl. A.J. Brown has been one of the best players at his position since the moment he walked in the league. Lane Johnson's a future Hall of Famer. There's a lot. I mean, there's... But the defensive side is still very... I mean, it's... I don't know if we're putting into context how young their defense is.
Very young.
Other than Zach Bond, they don't have a player on the defense older than 26. I mean, it's... It might be the youngest defense in the sport. That's why I just wonder when... When things get a little squirrely next year, when they have a tough moment, who are they looking towards to be the tone setter? Not the best player. I mean, like, set the tone and calm everyone down. That was always seen to be BG. I mean, even, and we talked about him with yesterday, Hugh, you asked him. He did something uncomfortable last year. Probably uncomfortable for him. I mean, he, to use your phrase, he flamed his teammate on his own
flamed
radio
them.
Show. I mean, it was wild. And it helped. And it worked.
That's the sound of flame.
Is that the flame sound?
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounded like a fart. Yeah.
Well, that he was going stay there. No.
But he did that. I think that's going to be Jalen for the most part. I think Jalen's going to be the catalyst. And Zach Bond is going to step up and be a leader. There's so many different types of leaders that you have on the team. It just doesn't have to be that one guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be.
Well, that's true. It doesn't have to be. 215-592-9494. All right, we have a $100 gift card on the line today to Sunoco Gas Stations. The first clue is a teammate of Brandon Graham's. Rob in Delco is up on WIP. What's up, Rob?
Hey, what's up, Joe? Hey, you. How you doing?
Hey, Rob.
What up, man?
Man, Joe, you got me happy for a second. I thought you were about to bust out, ask you for a second clue right before you called my name, Joe.
Well, I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it. But then I said, nah, it's not quite time yet. Not quite time.
You're going to let this marinate for a little while.
It's going to marinate for a long while, Hugh. But listen, I don't know how you guys feel about this. And Hugh, since I know you played, give me your honest opinion, okay? I think our opinion of Brandon Graham as a player is inflated because of how we feel about him as a person. Not saying he's not a very good player, Joe. Not saying he's not, you know, beloved in this city. But if you look at the entirety of his career, I don't think there's anything weight. I know the weight of the Super Bowls carry, especially he's got two under his belt. But since it's such a team sport, I don't think there's any way in the world, and this might be a minority viewpoint in this city, he's on the Mount Rushmore of Eagles, Joe. I just don't think there's any way in the world that he is. Do you think that that is the case here where how we love him, how he loves us, how he represents us, inflates how we view him as a player more than what he really is?
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I think that Brandon is – like, I think a lot of people look at Brandon like this. Brandon could have taken one or two routes when he went through those tough times. He could have been like that guy. He could have been me and been like, you know, screw y'all. I'm going to be petty. He didn't do that. And he stayed and he worked through it. And now he became one of the most beloved Eagles of all time. So, I don't think there's anything wrong with looking at it for exactly what it is. I mean, because that's what it is. Like, we looked at this. I was looking at his numbers from his first 5 years. Do you know that his first 5 years, he only had 16 sacks? And in my era, Courtney Brown had the same comparable numbers. He had 19 sacks, and he was out of the league by then.
Yeah, so, he was Penn State. He was like, what?
Yeah.
Number one, number two.
Yeah,
it was,
and Chris Samuels were the top two picks.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, man, where things change. And there's nothing wrong with that. The measuring stick that Brandon is measured by is different than the one that I was measured by. And that's okay. That is okay. Times have changed. And Brandon, like he'll tell you, the league was different back then or now than as opposed to when I played. So that's okay.
Yeah, I think it depends on how you look at him, Rob. I mean, I think you and Hugh both make a fair point. At the same time, there is something unique about being really good or good to very good for 15 years, right? Like, most players can't do that. Like, there are plenty of players – the pass rushers that have been better than Brandon Graham, but maybe they only lasted for 6 or 7 years.
There's something to be said about
longevity.
His work ethic, his ability to, if you want to say it, his numbers might not look that great to you, but his ability to pick up the defense and grade out well every week.
There was something, Rob, there's a steadiness to him that most football players don't give, right? Because the league, I mean, we see it every week. There's a guy that's good 1 year, and then his body gives out, his knee gives out, he's not good the next year. That to me, Rob, is why he's included in that Mount Rushmore thing, because he gave 15 years and more games here than anybody else. Yeah, people like him too, but also just a very unique player.
Yeah, I see both sides, Joe. I can see that. I just think, you know, it's all how you look at it. Yeah. Longevity
matters. I know what you're about to say, Rob. Don't do that. Longevity matters, especially at the position he played. At the position he played, longevity matters. It does. I know what you wanted to say. Oh, he's playing, you know, just like Frank Gore, another guy, played damn near 20 years at the running back spot.
That's an interesting comp. Now, yeah, Gore was never Adrian Peterson. He was never Barry Sanders. He was never, I don't even know if at his best he was LeSean, right? And LeSean played a long time. But there was something, if you had Frank Gore in your roster, you had a steady running back every single year. That's an interesting comp. Rob, what's your guess? Who's your player?
All right, I'm going to go with Bo Allen.
Bo Allen. Now, that's a little bit of a unique name there. Rob, good phone call. Not it. Nah. Didn't Bo just announce the Eagles' second-round pick? I think Bo Allen was just at the draft. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, we will get you a second clue because obviously Hugh's first clue was not good enough. All right, so second clue for the prize, $100 gift card to Sunoco. Did the Eagles do enough this offseason to replace Brandon Graham, the player and the leader? Plus, an interesting look inside the Eagles draft room from over the weekend. Are teams tired of getting burnt by Howie Roseman? We'll play you some cool audio from the draft next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with the new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94. WIP.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.